Okay, we're learning Simcha of Zion. Last week, I think we tried to work through Sif Beis and Gimel. And we're up to the Ramah, which is on the next side. I just want to review very briefly the site of Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. And then move on to the Ramah, which is sort of a new topic. Sif Beis and Gimel will shine as Kiddushin. The sugya of Davav Amr Aleph is known as the sugya of language of Kedushin, the Shinus Kedushin. As I mentioned last week, it starts off being almost not understandable. How could you write 2,000 years ago words like Mu'edesli, Mu'chedesli, Azrasi, Tzalasi? What do these words mean? They don't mean anything in today's generation. No one thinks Cherpasi means marriage. So how could you write rules of language that are dependent on the culture and the time? So last week, what I tried to explain was, in Achidam, Sif Beis just means he said a language which Sif Beis is a good language, and Sif Gimel is a suffix. Sif Beis are different words that imply marriage, and Ataka depends on every generation. But any word that implies marriage is good. There's a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, we'll probably get to next week. He said a language, du bist man froi, he writes in Yiddish, that's how he's Mekadosh, du bist man froi. And the tshuva there about the Chacham Tzvi talks about people who talk German. You know, the early Sfarim referred to Yiddish as German, as Lashon Ashkenaz.
Was Shoin Gevet word?
What? No, Shoin Gevet is not good. It has to be the best. Now, my friend. So, and anyway, but my point is not that. My point is, Sif Beis means if it's a language of Kedushin, it's all good. And Sif Gimel means if it's something that has dual meaning. Ezrasi is the one we identify with the better, because in Ozeret today, is a maid in the house called Ozeret. To a certain degree, a woman is also Ezek and Hegdai. She's Ozeret, so it's both languages. So Sif Gimel, it's taka true that Mu'edesli, Mu'chedesli, these languages may mean nothing today, but the rule is, if you use a dual language, so a dual language is not good for Kiddush. It says in the Mechaber, Mekudeshes Mesafik, but only, turn the page, only Hayim Medaber Imal Iske Gittin V'Kiddush. So this is the bottom line. If the language can only be explained as Kiddushin, then it's good. If Vavacha Tovin, it's the condition she understands. If it's similar, it has two meanings, so then it's, if Asukim Baisinian, then it's a Suffolk Kiddushin. If they're not a sukkah b'isin, then it's nothing. So at least we came out at this point with something that's somewhat clear. And okay, there could be some language today that we wouldn't be sure, but at least the rule is clear.
Is there a Russian all the way around?
Yeah, there could be language which today could be Kedushin. And I mean, in all the elucidated books, it says the word betrothed to me. Betrothed. I don't know what betrothed means, but I think it means Mekudeshes, because that's how they translate it. So today, I guess it would help, or even any language, any Lashon HaMedina would work. Okay, this is the basic idea of Sif Aleph and Beis. Today, we turn to the three Kiddushim of the Ramah, and they open up sort of a new sugya, which is probably a bigger sugya than Lashonis Kedushin. So we turn to the Ramah. This is at the end of Sif Gimel, in your copies. So let's see the Haggah. Mishama li'isha shadaisi la bishvil ava v'chiba chayshin l'kedushin. Someone who says that I'm giving you this ring because I love you and I as an expression of affection. He said that lashon. Beishmul says kolayma. Beishmul yud kolayma lashon sheomer shebishvil ava v'chiba. He said, "I'm giving this to you because I love you." Havi kilomer amanashetia Ava v'chima beineyu v'loi garame oimer miyuet miyuchedesli. It could mean two things. Say, I'm giving to you a savava, it could mean kedushin, it could mean I'm giving you a gift. So kishem amash nasal shi'ava v'chibeneyem v'abikilu amalam yuedesli am yuchedesli, which could mean two things. It could mean kedushin, it could mean I'm giving you a gift because of the ava between us.
What's she
saying? He and her are both on the same page. She understands what he's saying, and she accepted it. Right, so in this language, it's not complicated. He said, you know, he expressed to her his love for her, and he gave her the gift. So it could mean two things. It could mean a gift, like a chassid the kala give gifts, or it could mean kedushin. So it's a suffi kedushin.
What was his kavana?
That's the question. What was his kavana? All the Hosef Gimel, his words could be translated as Russell, as Rasi, you're going to help me, or you're going to be my Eisa Kadegdi. Ava v'chiba could be as Kavanah as this way, could be that way. So we don't judge later what he says later he meant, we judge B'shas Maisa, what we understand.
But if he clearly did not mean it?
If it somehow would be clear, so then we're going to discuss that. If there are outside things that make it clear, for example, in today's day and age, where no one does Kedushin only under a chuppah, so then it's not going to be a kedusha, which you're going to see. It's true.
It's more specific.
Sif Gimel. Omer lahariyat miyuedesli miyuchadesli esrasi nigdasi tzlazi garazi takti harisem uchesh misafik. It could mean two things. Where does it say Amen? Us? Zion. Kilu Amalam Yes Mechadasli Kalam Lasham Bishul Avachiva Kilu Armor Amanashatia Avachiva Nayav Teva Sibala God. Yeah. But Mechadasli is not Amen Us. Mechadasli, Mechadasli is a straight language. Amen Us means so that. Well, it's not condition. You're giving a gift on the condition you love me. If you don't love me, then it's not a gift. But it's still, even if he means that, it still could mean a gift like a chassid gives a kala, or it could mean a kedushin. It could be either way. So we're going to discuss the Edom now. That's the new piece of it. The Edom do have to hear. And they have to understand. So we have to see what it means they understood a suffix. Okay, we'll see that. That's where we're headed. All right, let's see the Ramah, the three Ramahs. I just read you as the beginning, and that's a Chuvus Maimini. Let's see, Yeshayman. Okay, third line. Now, there are three Ramahs, and each of these three, they are Chayokim. The first, Yeshayman. Afa Agad L'Shaynis Einu Loi Mahani. Even though we said that this lashonis are meaningless if you didn't talk about topics of kedushin, this is going against the Gemara. The Gemara says all these languages, as Rasi, etc., it's only a safek kedushin if they're talking about marriage. If they're medabrim al iskei kedushin, it's a Gemara. The Ran says, if she says I meant kedushin, presumably he and she say we meant kedushin, so then you still have a suffic kedushin. And that's what the Ramah says. Okay, I mean, I don't think we get all excited about this. Okay, if she says it, so she means it, and everybody else does get excited about it. The Beishmul Yud Aleph. Now Beishmul Yud Aleph, if you have the copies, there's some Tos Hatfusim in the end, which are very crucial, but the main piece is the body of the Beis Shmuel. He breaks new ground in this whole sugya. He says the following: Yesh Yudal, Yesh Shemim Afagav, Ken Kosev Aran Miu, and Aran says, even if the Gemara says it's not a kedushin, Gemara says a lashon that could be mashed for two things is not a kedushin unless the medabra beiske getting the kedushin. Okay, before we start the Beis Shmuel, that's the top line of the Mechaber. Okay, the top line of the Mechaber is that any unclear language is only cheshash kedushin. Top line shulchan aruch huche b'daber imot chila leskei kedushin. That's a gemara. It's a gemara. In eina b'daber imot chila leskei kedushin ein cheshin lemila selim. Right, the Mechabes said these things are meaningless if they're not part of a talking about marriage. Even if you say I love you, but if they're not to, in the topic of getting married, so it's not a gift. It's nothing. So the Ramah said on that, Yeshayrim, no. If she said she understands it, the Ram comes along, says if he and she, presumably he and she, say that they understand it, this is Safi Kiddush. On that, the Beis Shmuel says, Ke Kosav Aram. Me, my Rambam Varosh, that Ran can't argue halacha. At least the Rambam Varosh against the Ran, we would pass them like them. So he says, me, my Rambam Varosh Mashra, the pligi al Ran, v'svira lehu, b'hani l'shayin, it's lesser afilu safik kedushin, shayasukim b'inyane kedushin, afilu niskavnu l'shem kedushin. We believe them. They say we meant marriage. When I said as Rossi, I meant marriage, and she says, I know he meant marriage. Chaykasev Rabbi Yochum Lehedya, like the Rosh and the Rambam. Bechaybichdushi Amarit, like the Rosh and the Rambam. L'chayre Nira Mishas, the Loi Koran. The Ran is not like the Gemara. Dafil of L'shayn is the Berira Lan Shulash and Kedushin. We call Bina Di Mevina Shulash and Kedushin. I show you Medabra Miske Kedushin. We need that either we know she understands it or they were talking about it. The Gemara asks on all the Lashonos of Sif Gimel in Meim Lashon Kedushin I Lab, Barz and Ibaya. The Gemara says, "B'mai Askinan in the Ekshal Mdabri Biskei Kedushin Without Yada." Gemara says, "If they're not talking about marriage, how does she know?" Typically, I fill up Lashonos. Shem vaday loshu kedusha nami karkasha kushazu b'maya skina. If you didn't say a standard loshu, how do you know what she meant, that she understood? Akar tzarach leim isham lekasha midi isham b'dayri di mevina shul loshu kedusha. Abahani lishdi loy mahani afilu hi mevina. What's he saying? He's saying that the good lishayness work if we know that she understands. The suffic lishayness don't work. Even if afterwards she says she understands, she can bring witnesses that the day before she was in Kala class and they told her what it means. Still no good. Why? The Ran holds it's good. Why is it no good? And here it says, V'hoyu asukim. It should say, V'loy hoyu asukim biskei kedushin. V'shneyem oimrim d'hoya kavrosa l'shem kedushin. Kosav. I wish to say the Eina Mekudeshes, Kivin and Besapkalon, Hu Adin Do Eidim Mesupakim. This whole long, belong by Shmuel, the punchline is this last line. Kivin and Besapkalon. If the Gemara says we don't know what they meant, Hu Adin Do Eidim Mesupakim, Havakilu Loyhoya Eidim Bedavar. That line of the Be Shmuel, we're going to see in a minute, turns over a whole series of halachas. In Dinei Kedushin. What's he saying?
It's not Kedushin, he's suffering then. It's not Kedushin, it's not Kedushin.
Why? 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 As he's saying. Why? Because there's no Edom. He's saying like this. The Ran is logical. The Ran says we have these Lashaynas. We're Mesupik of their Kedushin. The Gemara says these Lashaynas, we're not sure if they're Kedushin or not. So it's a legitimate suffering. So the Ran says if he and she could determine that they knew that it needs Kedushin. So it's at least a Safik Kedushin. It should be at least a Safik Kedushin, these Lashaynas. Why is it a Vadeh not Kedushin? If he understood it, she understood. Comes along the Beis Shmuel. He says, well, look, the Gemara is mashma that it's not a good Kedushin. The Rosh and the Rambam, and the Mariat says that, why? He throws in a new thing, that it's a certain Eidah. Now, we are going to have to understand this. What does it mean, Achsarn and Edis? What it means is even if he and she meant Kedushin, they definitely meant Kedushin. They bring witnesses that they meant Kedushin. B'shas Kedushin, the Edim are listening, and they don't know what they mean. They say Ezrasi, they're not medaber liske Kedushin, so Bimei Ezrasi. So Edim don't assume it's a Kedushin. So now we tell the Edim, wait, it is a Kedushin. Now, it's still not a Kedushin, even though we believe him in Har, we know they meant Kedushin. Afal PK, by Kedushin you need Edis L'Kiyume, we said many times, Kedushin without Edim, even if they meant Kedushin, is not Kedushin. Tzichsarin and Edis, if the Edim don't understand that it was a Kedushin. What happens if they did a regular Kedushin and they called up a witness, a fellow who has no... they called up for the chas, they called up an aid. Shem Shabbos, he doesn't know anything about Harim Kodeshesli, and he watches what happened. He doesn't understand it. But what happens if a man gives Kedushin with a shtar? You call up the average fellow, he has no idea if Kedushin shtar works or not. No clue. So he watched it, he saw it. Are we going to say it's not a good Kedushin because he's missing Edim? The Beis Shmuel says this one-liner, which he's explaining the Rosh and the Rambam, but this one-liner needs a biur. When do you ever have suffic Kedushin? Every time the Edim don't know if it's a Kedushin, what are the ground rules for when it's a suffic Kedushin, when it's not? If the Edim have to see a clear Kedushin in order for there to be a marriage, so when do you have suffic Kedushin? The Farshim pile on the questions from cases of suffic Kedushin in a number of cases in the Masechta, and they have a very hard time to figuring out when you say it's a suffic Kedushin and when you don't. So it needs something of a hesber when it is a good kedusha and when it's not.
Well, the kings are saying it half-deciously for the shahr. Those people are saying once someone asks the Edom, they sound like the normal case. Once it starts going where you start having to do a second question, a third question, then that's
the... So you're limiting it to one question as opposed to two or three?
No, the type of question. What are the questions of the week?
So you have to give me a clear guideline. What? If it's obviously not a suffix, we'll all agree. The question is, all the cases of suffix kedushin, Siv Gimel itself, with a medaber biske kedushin, and he says it's rasi, and we paskin, it's a suffix kedushin. That means we paskin with mesupik. So why don't you say there are no edim? The Beis Shmuel says, Teidus L'Kiyume, you have to have clear witnesses that know exactly what's going on. I can understand that, no problem. It's a wonderful kula. According to this Beis Shmuel, any Kedushin Dera Schaik, where the witnesses are not sure if it's Schaik or not, we're off the hook. The witnesses there don't know for sure if they mean it seriously, you're off the hook. It'd be great. The problem is, there are half a dozen cases in the Gemara of Safi Kedushin. Shemeshava pruta b'madai. They don't know if it's worth a pruta. We think, oh, it's not worth a pruta. But maybe in the next town it's worth a pruta. Why is that making something kedushin? The Edom don't know there's a kedushin. The issue here is to come up with some type of a rule for this Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is telling us, not like the Ran. The Ran doesn't hold with this. But the Beis Shmuel and all the Achrayim, paskin like the Rosh and the Rambam, that say that it's vade not a kedushin unless that's sukkah by sinyan. Otherwise, it's vade not a kedushin. So the question is, what's the rule? What's the guideline? So what we need to do is figure out cases of suffic kedushin and say, well, what's the rule? When is it a suffic? When isn't it a suffic? So what I'd like to do is give you maybe the two. What I would call the two sort of extreme sheetahs on this topic, and then try to see how the Peskin falls somewhere in between on this topic. Okay, the first sheet is Davni Malum. Davni Malum is brought to Kitzer in the Pischei Tshuva on the bottom. I'm going to read you the language of Avni Meluim. In the Pischei Tshuva Vav, he brings the Avni Meluim. I'm going to read to you the language, which is a little longer than... the question is, how do you have Safik Kedushin? Hariyat Ezrasi, the Sukhvasin. Safik Kedushin, they don't know. So Avni Meluim says the following. Now you have to chap... What he says. He says, in the case of Siv Beis of Gimel, Mashma, Afilo Ein Eidim Yaidim Im Hivina. If Eidim don't know if she knew what they were talking about, Koshi Emerisha Mevina have a Kedushi Vadai. What?
They don't know she understands it after she received
it. Oh, that's the thing, after. Beforehand, if she shows she knows, there's nothing to talk about. So let's say he used a good lashon, a sivbeis lashon. What's a good lashon? Hariyatzikukasi. Most women today, I don't think they know what hariyatzikukasi means. A lot of men don't. I mean, you know, zokuk means something to do with zika, but you don't know what exactly it means. Not sure I know what it means exactly. So he said hariyatzikukasi. So we say it's a good kedushin. So we assume the man who said it knows it. The Taz said, the man who said it, if you say something, the assumption is you know what you, at least what the words mean. You can't not nemo to say, I said the words, I had no clue what it meant. The man we assume knew what it meant. Harasukukas. But, Saktav di Buluim, Afilu ain't Eidim Yaidim in Vivina, Koshi Amerisha Vivina, have a condition. Kosha, have a Kamikadish Bulay Eidim. He says, why do we say this Beis Shmuel? That you're Mekadesh without Eidim. You heard him say, Hariyatzikukasi, and you don't know what she if she understood it or not. So why is it good? That's Davin Bloom's Kasha. And he answers, Efshir. Listen to what he says. Kivin de Iker Kedushim Mitzad HaMekadesh. In Kedushin, it has to come from him. Ki Yikach V'loi Kisikach. The Iker Kedushim is Mitzad the man. And he cites the Ran in the Dorim I mentioned last week, that a woman is like Mafkeres Atzma. She makes herself available to her husband. The husband is the only active partner in the Maisa Kedushin. Loi kol heimina shetachtes Atzma l'shus baal. She's not the one who brings herself into his mishus. Shavach heimina b'kedushin di amra hareini me'areses lach. Eim devar haklum. If she says... Nasan Huva Amrahi, it's no good. Because it has to come from him. Avakimashi Meskemis the Kedusha Ishi Mivatelas Daita Ritzaina. Mashinacha Isalba Kadovashal Hefkar. Hilkach. Ain Anu Dana Bikedusha Mitsara Isha. The witnesses don't have to see, they don't have to see everything. All that women are wrong. They don't have to be done anything mitsara isha. Loi be'inan shrei sadi ela leguf ha-kidushin sheshomim en ha-kadish aber ritzayna isha loi bo'i yedim v'sagi be'idasa. What's he saying? He's saying this be'shmuel, this rule that yedim have to see a davar barur, it doesn't mean that they have to know everything about the kidushin. It means they have to see a ma'isa kidushin. Ma'isa kidushin is defined by the man deliberately giving her a ring, and his amira, and his saying a clear amira. Let me just finish. Her understanding of the matter is something Bezin has to be mevar. It's Bezin's job to figure it out. Vavacha tovin, but it's not a din in the Eidim. Eidim have to see what they're saying testimony about. According to him, the Dasa Isha is off the table. Dasa Isha is not part of the Maisa Kedushin. It's like a side tonight that you need the Dasa Isha. It's not part of the Gufa Kedushin. And Mamela, Edom don't have to see the Dasa Isha, the Dasa Kedushin. Now this is the Avni Meluim. The Avni Meluim is saying a very limited exclusion. He's saying Edom have to see everything. But everything that's part of the Maisa Kedushin. They don't have to see the Dasa Isha, because Dasa Isha is sort of an outside condition in the Kedusha. It is important, but her willingness, it's not up to Akiyikach or like Yisikach. This is the Avnei Meluim's rule. So Rabbi Shmuel is right. Eidim have to see a clear Kedusha. There's one exception, the Dasa Isha, Vamachatov and Bezdin has to establish it, but it's not part of the Maisa Kedusha. And what you have to see is the Maisa Kedusha and nothing beyond the Maisa Kedusha.
Sometimes I've seen, I think the one tradition says to the Chosson, say after me when I'm going to tell you.
Hariat.
Does it work?
It's a very interesting question. If you have somebody who never attended yeshiva, somebody who doesn't know what the words mean, is it repeat after me, Hariat Mekudesh Li? So it's an interesting question. I mean, I would assume. But remember, we're saying that Asukim Tzidi is still. If you're doing an Amira, you still need a good Amira. That's what we're assuming. So it may be good also Asukim by Sayin, but if you need an Amira, then the Hariat, I suppose the witnesses in our setting, where they're under a chuppah, and they made a bracha and a cup of wine, they walked in our candles, I guess our assumption is that he understands, more or less, that it means we're married. Otherwise, an achinami would be an issue.
So could it be if the Hindus don't understand what Hariat means, still a condition because they
they have to understand that it means marriage. The Eidim have to understand that the man understands it means marriage. Well, as a quick time in the Luim, that's correct. So what's a Suffolk Kedushin? You say, Elosh, it's a Suffolk what she understood. Eidim don't have to know what she understood. Eidim have to have to report to Bez. The Bez has to figure out what exactly it was that she understood. Okay, so we have here a rule. Eidim have to see everything. Her understanding is chutz l'machna. The Ran in the Dharm says she's mafker herself.
Can she be the initiator of the
Kedushin? Nasan Huvamr, he is not good.
But if he's a Talmud Chacham, she gets
Shavuot
by her
mech. Nasan Huvamr, the Gemara says, is no good. Hope to get to the dispute of why. It's going to be tricky. There are, like I said, half a dozen Gemara cases of Suffolk Kedushin. Nasan Huvamr, he is one. And the Mashavuot B'Made is one. There are a bunch of cases. They all have to fit whatever rule we come away with. But the point I want to make is this. The Ran, this Avnei Meluim is explaining the Ran. The Ran of Kedushin, she's mafker herself. This is a machlokes the Ran against the Rosh of the Rambam. This fits better with the Ran, with the Ramah. The Ramah said, Yeshayimrim, that if she afterwards says, I understood it, Avagav Shayim say, Loi Mahani, Im Leidim Eske Kedushin, Bekomokim. He and Merish, Gimel Shem Kedushin, Avasafi Kedushin. It fits with the Ran. The Ran says, when she says later, I understood, that changes things. Now, the Beis Shmuel says, but the Eidim don't know. We don't pass like the Ran. This Avnei Meluim is a good explanation of Shita Saran. It's not an explanation of Shita Sarash for her Rambam. Because the Ran holds, her understanding is not part of the Eidus. This Beis Shmuel is saying her understanding is part of the Eidus. So, Avnei Meluim is not coming to explain this. It's coming to explain the Shulchan Aruch here, that the Eidim don't have to know Vavacha Tov and Bezna has to figure it out. This explains the Ramah and the Ran Gans fine. The Eidim have to know everything. Hardas, you don't have to know. What about the Rosh and the Rambam? They say you do have to know. So Rav Shimon in the Shari Yashir in Shar Zayin and Perek Yud Beis explains that Avnei Meluim missed something. Her Ratzain is not part of the Eidus. She's not active in the Maisa. But that she knows what's happening, Hadas, that she knows what's going on, that you need. You know, it might be true the woman is passive in the Kedushin, but you can't just go to a house, throw Kedushin in her window, Sariat Mekudeshesli, And if she doesn't object, lady will be married. There's no such thing. She has to know that it's happening. She has to be aware. So he says, the Rosh and the Rambam hold that her das, Dam Nimulim, is right. The fact she agrees to it is one thing. But that she knows what's happening, that you have to know. Lo Yitzur, she agrees. She knows what's going on, that you need to know. So, if in her mind, again, Dvarim Shebelev don't matter. She has to show the witnesses that she doesn't want it. There are cases in Halacha where she threw it into her lap and she throws it out. Notzal v'zar kaliyah. She took it, she threw it away. So if she originally agreed, and then there's a very funny tshuva about very funny, I guess it wasn't funny when it happened. I think it's Rabbi Kivega's tshuva, where a man gives a woman kedushin, she's good with it. He says, I have a kedush, just leave. You know, he gives it to her. And her mother was standing there and said, what are you doing? So as soon as the mother said, what are you doing? She threw it away. And it was taken to Nibur, and she threw it away. So is it a good kedushin? So the Gemara says, called B'chala Torah Kula, Tekedei Dibur Kedibur, Dami Chutz, Megitin in Kedushin. By Kedushin, you don't say Tekedei Dibur Kedibur. So, if she already took it, and Tekedei Dibur, now if you say Tekedei Dibur is Megala, what she wanted all along, if he gives a Kedushin, she throws it into the yam, is one thing. But here, she obviously wanted it, and her mother starts screaming at her, so she throws it away. So in Pashto should be a good Kedushin. Unless there are other factors to be about the Kedushin, it should be a good Kedushin. So she has to know. She doesn't have, you don't have to see her agreement. You have to see she knows and she didn't object. So even Zorka L'techeka, she didn't take it physically. Like by us, she sticks out her finger, it's obvious she's accepting Kedushin. Even Zorka L'techeka, if you say I'm a Kodesh, she throws it into her lap, the assumption is that she agrees. The agreement is not something witnesses have to see. Hadas, that they do have to see. They have to see that she's aware that this is happening. And the difference between the Avni Mulum on one hand and Reb Shimon on the other hand, which is really the Ran and the Rosh and the Rambam, the explanation of two shittas, is basically you need anything on the side of the woman that they didn't see. The Avni Mulum says that's Bezin's job to figure out Hadas. Reb Shimon, which is the explanation of Rosh and the Rambam, says no, you have to know, she has to be aware of it. And Reb Shimon says, what happens if you have a woman and she says, I wish you would give me Kedushin, I would accept it in a blink, I love him, I wish you would give me Kedushin, they're dating already 25 times and she wants the marriage and he's schlepping. Then he goes to her chatzar without a knowledge, he says I am kudeshously, and puts the ring in her chatzar, which is kind of her. And they tell her, she says, wonderful. He's very happy. So Rosh Hashanah says, according to Avni Mulum, it should be good. Her knowledge is not part of the Kedushin. There's no Bimavari that she wants. But Rosh Hashanah holds it's very sure. She's not, Kikav like Isika, she's not the active partner, but she has to be a willing partner in the Kedushin. How can it be a Kedushin if she's not a willing partner? Could be Bezna has to be Mavar, but she has to be a willing partner.
What about Aiden? Aiden also needs to know what's going on, or just Aiden see the
Maisa? So what Avdi Blum is saying is that the Aiden have to see the crucial part of the Maisa Kedushin. Whatever we define as the Maisa Kedushin, they have to see. The extreme example which he brings is, let's say someone says, how do you know that he and her weren't brother and sister? And Kedushin HaTaifis by a brother and sister. Adam say, maybe they were brother and sister. I have no idea. How do you know she's Jewish? Maybe she's a Goyish woman. They say, we don't know if she's Jewish or not. That's not Mavatul the Kedushin. Adam have to see the Maisa Kedushin. That's this Abbe Shmuel. Everything else, it's Bezin's job. Adam are not Paiskin. Adam don't have to know Psak Halacha. Eidim have to know what they saw. The chiddush here is if they didn't see a Maisa Kedushin, it's not a Maisa Kedushin. So they saw a Maisa Kedusha. Maybe she's a relative, maybe she's a guy. That's Bez's job to figure out. That's up to Bez.
What's the big deal about a double ring? I know it's not the Yigga, but it's reinforcing the fact that she wants it.
Ramesha writes in his Tshuva that a double ring ceremony is silly, but it doesn't mess up the Kedushin.
Oh,
Ramesha says it does not. Although, if her understanding is we're only married after I give him the ring, then it's a warped understanding of the Kedushin. Now, if she understands, she wants to give him, he's giving her a ring, she wants to give him a ring. But if she, it was never explained to her, the Kedushin is chal when you accept the ring.
Coming back to Kiyika,
that's right. Well, it's a problem. It's a double problem. It's a problem of Kiyika for like Yisikach, but it's more than that. It's just not a Kedushin. If Lois Yisikach means if she takes it from him, if she gives it to him and she thinks that effectuates the Kedushin, then that. So I want to be clear. She's doing it after. If she understands that Halacha recognizes that she's Neshes Ish after she accepts the ring, and then she wants, ceremony wise, whatever reason, she wants to give him a ring too, so that's perfectly fine. And that's what they said to Igros
Moshe. Why is it silly?
If it's foolish to create a make believe, what does she want? She wants equality. So she's going to make, like, we understand it's not equal. Marriage, the man always has to give the woman. Like, for us, it's not fair. Why does the man always have to give the woman? It always bothered me. I asked my wife after I forgot the anniversary the first time. I said, why does the husband have to remember the anniversary? Maybe the wife has to remember the anniversary. Anybody can explain to me, why is it the man's job to remember the anniversary more than the ladies? You explain it to me? Because marriage is taka, it's not a balanced thing. The man is the giver. Tika. He's the one who has to give, not her. So wait. Now she wants to also give. So if she likes to give, that's fine. But if she thinks that this effectuates the marriage, that's a problem. If she thinks she's not an Eishes Ish when she gets.
I don't know why that should be a problem. It's just reinforcing the idea that she's married.
Well, again, if she thinks when I accept the ring, I'm not an Eishes Ish. Right? If she says, now it's Dvar Shavalev, so she won't be believed. But let's say she says, I'm not married, you give me the ring. I'll be married after I give you the ring. Then it's not a Kedushin. She should give it first. All right. If she realizes
she
that. If she picks up the ring, right? So that's Tulme Agabi Karka. That's a case where it's not good. Tulme Agabi Karka is no good. If she takes it as a pekod, there are ways it could work, but it has to be kiyika. She has to be the active one. Not, she's not the taker. Okay, now where does this all lead down the road? So I'll tell you a tshuva in the Night of Yehuda, and this is a good example of why this became a big. This one line in Beis Shmuel became a big topic. The Yehuda has a case like this. It's later in the Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Chav Ches. The Yehuda's Tinyana Tshuva Ayin Zayin. A man is Mekadesh a woman. The two witnesses were positive that he was Mekandisha with something stolen. I don't say exactly what it was. Let's say it was a towel that said Holiday Inn on it or something. And he gives her, he's Mekandisha with this towel. Well, let's say, whatever the case was, the Eidim were positive it was stolen. The Eidim Bishas Kedusha were sure it was a stolen item, and they saw the Kedusha. Later, The Mekadesh proved to witnesses that it wasn't stolen. That he had a right to take it. He had a right. Maybe the Eidim saw. He walked into a shul and he took something out of someone else's shtender and he's a Mekadesh and Isha. The Eidim were positive it's stolen. They're no suffering. Later, the Edom Amavad, the Kaddish proves that it wasn't stolen. The Yehuda Paskins, they're not married. It's not a Kiddush.
They
have
to go to know.
What we
say this now, you have to know.
So he passed in that it's not a Kedushin. Why? The Yehuda says that if the Edim have no Havamin, it's a Kedushin. If no Havamin in the world, that it's a Kedushin, that it's missing an Edis Lekiyume. If they walked away saying it's not, if they walked away saying, we're not sure. Maybe it was stolen, maybe it wasn't. Let Bezdin figure it out. Then it's a good Kiddush. If they were positive without a doubt that it was stolen, then it's not a Kiddush.
But they made a mistake.
More so.
They
what?
Made a mistake.
What?
They made a mistake.
They made a mistake, but there were no Eidus L'Kiyume. At the time of the matter, there were no Eidus L'Kiyume. It happened because of a mistake. Very good. That's where it's headed. That's what it said. What? It can't be a dislamafreya. You can't say she's not an Eishes Ish, and later when you mevara today, them now retroactively she's an Eishes. You can't do that. Eishes the Kiyume has to be b'shas v'aisa. Now, if they were positive that brother and sister, Nabi Yehuda is saying it's not a Kiddushin. Now the way Rav Moshe, the Paiskim are pretty much of one mind on this. Nabi Yehuda, because Moshe has a long tshuva on Kiddushin Derashchayik. I think it's Eben Ezra Aleph. I think it's Pei Dalid. It's enough Dalid, the piece that I'm quoting. The Rav Moshe writes as a geder for all this, that the geder advarim, he's going on Shemesh Shavah Pruta B'Madai. What's the case? Gemara says a man was Makadish a woman with a Tamar, with a date. He gave her a date, which in this city is Kur Tamar in Bezuz. One date is not worth a Pruta. So he's Makadish, I'm Makadish to sleep with Tamar and Tamar Azul. And it's not worth a Pruta. The Gemara says it's a Safi Kedushin. Shemesh Shavah Pruta B'Madai. Maybe it's worth a Pruta in Madai. Now, who cares if it's worth a pruta and madai? So Rishayim are split. Some Rishayim say it's just a gzeira derabanan. Some of madai might see that's Taisa Shita, the Rosh Shita. But the Rambam and the Rav say it's, no, it's Safik Kedushin Dereisa. Shemesh Shavah Pruta B'Madai, it's Safik Kedushin Dereisa. It's worth a pruta and madai, and she accepted it. She Ladidi Shavali. Then it's a Safi Kedushin. Maybe it's worth a Pruta Amada. Yeah, that's so the Kashis, but Edom didn't see a Kedushin. The Edom didn't see, they don't know if it's worth a Pruta Amada. Shemesh Shavah Pruta Amada. It's a Gemara. So according to this Beishmul's rule, which you need witnesses, you have no witnesses. So this is one of, like I told you, the five or six cases that don't shtiv. How can you have Safi Kedushin? You're missing Edus. So Moshe writes, is Hezber, that anything that Edom walk into Beis Din, they say, we saw this, you have to be Mavar. We saw this happen, you have to be Mavar if it's worth a Pruta. They say, well, it's your job. They say, was it stolen? I don't know if it was stolen, it's your job. That's fine. That's not missing an Edis L'Kiyume. What's missing an Edis L'Kiyume is where the Edom are certain that there's no that's missing a Kedushin. If it's a side prat, if they're certain the brother and sister, or they're certain that he and she's an Eishes Ish or a guy, or they're anything that they're certain about, it's not a Kedushin. It's a Vade, not Kedushin. It's missing in Eidus L'Kiyume. That's this rule of the Beis Shmuel. That's missing in Eidus L'Kiyume. And Mamela, it's vaday not a good kedushin. This is the criteria.
Let's say one of the items is not kosher. You say people sitting by the chuppah could be an aid, so they're in them. But that aid, they don't know that one.
So the answer, the question is, we said the people in the crowd are aidists. The answer is, their edus that a kedusha took place. Their edus.
To what they're not human because they didn't want to be the edim to be human.
They did not want to be. They were listening very carefully if they're going to call them up.
They weren't but designated.
There's no rule of designating edim. It's a common mistake. It doesn't have to designate it. Even if somebody is in the middle of drawing in his coloring book, and he sees a man be mekadesh a woman, he's an aid if he sees it. And the chiddush of there.
So where is
the
your rules for
kiyumi
are very useful?
No, they're very clear. The what the is that an umdana is good, but any time you have people that say there was a kedusha, or there was a maisa kedusha, Bezel will have to figure out if it was good or not. That works. The only exclusion based on this Beis Shmuel is when the Edom are certain there was no Kiddushin. When the Edom say there was no Kiddushin, and then they tell Bezel what they saw, and Bezel says, guess what? That is a Kiddushin. Then it's missing an Edus L'Kiyumin. As long as the witnesses were certain there's no Kiddushin, then it's not a good Kiddushin. Then it's not a good Kiddushin, even if they're making a mistake.
Ten
or 11 nights ago, I was sitting here with a couple. They wanted to make sure they're properly married. They brought me the wedding, and this one of the Edim, his name was Lori, was the first name. I said, is Lori a female or a male? They said, a female. They had one male and one female. Fede Kedushin. So it appears to me that the Masada Kedushin was not orthodox or was not knowledgeable. And so we took care of whatever we had to do.
There's a case about the joke where everybody was in the joke except for the Maccabees. Yet we had the
Maccabees. So explain. You want who says? The Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is a source for this whole thing. They need as a cure. I'd say it's the only source, but there's a Rashba also that's a source. I think it was Aleph Pei. I think it's Pei Dalid, Anaf Dalid.
About the case where the witnesses saw that
he gave
her a trinket and they said
this is not for letter. So if the Edom are positive, it's now again, Rabbi writes, the Edom have to be Mesupik and it's Shavaput of the Mada. If the Edom are positive it's not, then it's not a good Kedusha. And this says in the Tshuva Sfarim, a Kedusha Derech Saik, where somebody was Mekadish with a junky piece of ring from a bottle or something, and if the Edim were not, they have no doubt that it's not worth a pruta anywhere, even if it really is, then it's probably not a kedushin. Exactly what you're saying. Now I want to read to you from Tinyana Ayin Zayin, Tinyana Schelu Beis and Ayin Zayin. Now I want to read to you from the Gris Maisha. He has a very long tshuva on the topic, which is a lot to go through. But later, in the what was printed posthumously, there were things that he never wrote by Arichos, they just took from his notes. So here in Ebenezer Dalid, at the end of tshuva, Ayin Tes, he says the following. So listen, the question is that this is called witnesses. Moshe says the following. Be'in HaBocher, Shekiddush b'derech schayik b'sula. A single fellow, a single girl, he gave kiddush b'derech schayik. Ve'echad min ha'edim l'shama klum. One of the witnesses says, I didn't hear anything. Lo she'alo eidus kiddushim, v'lo she'ama hari ha'amu kiddushas. When the sinas ha'asimon ra, remember the asimonim? He says in parentheses, token. Tes aleph kuf yud endenam. Ra e'shabach ha'dais l'b'sula. Rak bizman yoyse bebei shoyse beerech amar abach lebesula kvar kidashtich vahatishti v'amara in the Schaik. And he said, she said, yes, laughingly. Hasheni shayim et sham lefi devarav leirav leisham aklum. V'meilo yehu yukad edim klal al kiddush. That's the case. Sorry, I copied the wrong here. I did this once before. I copied the Chelik Beis. Okay, here obviously there were no witnesses, so he's makel on the whole thing. And I'm sorry, the first part. Okay, I didn't copy the whole tshuva. The first part of the tshuva, which I'm sorry, I neglected to copy it properly. The first part of the tshuva, he said there were two Eidim, that it was a kedushin. And they said it was Derech Schaik. He said to them, do you think it was a Kedushin? He said, no. So Ramesha says, I sat down and explained to the witnesses, if I would ask you at the time, maybe he and her really wish it would be a Kedushin. Just they're afraid of their parents, but really, mitzad them, they want to be married. Would you have said that's possible? And Adam said, yes. And Ramesha said, that's enough, Eidus L'Kiyumei. Now, Ramesh didn't say, if I'm telling you now, said, had I, at the time of the Kedushin, explained to you that this is a, whatever, a high school couple, then they're in love, their parents don't let them get married, and would you have said? So Ramesh says, that's enough. I have only the end of the tshuva. Ki'ira l'pam imaisim ke'elu. Shereitzim li'inasi zelazeh. It happened. They want to get married. V'aviseh emaychim bi'adam. They all do some, and the parents don't want it too young. They tam macherim, shemikachok hidei shiyuchu avis lasrat islam. It's happened. So he said, "What I asked this to the witnesses, Amru Eidim, loy Allah al daitam oz." This is the chiddush of tshuva. Said at the time we didn't think about it. Avlim hoya echad mazbir lahem hoyu mistapkim bezeh shemikim lo kedusha mamish. Someone would have said it; it would have been mistapik. So Ramesh is saying, now that we say you need Eidus L'Kiyumei, but if at the time they really didn't think of it, they didn't think about it. Had it been explained then, maybe they're a young couple, they'd love to be married and sort of force their parents' hand. If they'd have said yes, I would have been mesupik. So Ramesh writes, Hireisi Shetzricha Get, V'Sidarti Get. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush of the English Moshe. That's why I'm reading it to you, even though I missed the first piece of it. But so it's actually true of Ayin Tes, but it's the first half of Ayin Tes. So really, what we walk away with after all this is a whole new area of kedushin, which is the subject. This Beis Shmuel Yud Aleph is the subject of a lot of arguments later. What exactly the Eidim have to see? What we're saying is, the Eidim don't have to know it's a Kedushin. The Eidim have to know it's a Suffolk Kedushin. If the Eidim are sure it's not a Kedushin, it doesn't work. Ramesha has his Chiddush that you could add to it, but that's not, that you can explain to them, and then you have to be Chayshu for the Kedushin. But Im Kol Zeh, if there's any type of Suffolk not, Ramesha has other Tshuvas by Kedushin Deras Chayk, where the Eidim said, we're positive it's Deras Chayk. He said, if I would have told you, maybe I mean it seriously, they would have said, no way. So here Ramesha says it's not a Kedushin. They don't need to get, even if the young couple say we meant Kedushin. He said we meant it. If the Eidim had no doubt, then it's not a Kedushin. It's just sort of a middle ground between the extreme arguments that it's either black or white. Either say this is Kiyume and it works, or no, this is Kiyume and it doesn't work. We're saying now what the Paiskin will say, Riki Vager, the Snaid Behuda, the Sigris Vaisha, is that there's sort of a middle ground. If the Eidim knew, they have to report to Bezdin. Bezdin's going to sort it out. Bezdin will figure it out, then that's fine. If a man gives Kedushin to a woman in Spanish, it has to be a Medina where Spanish is spoken. And the Eidim don't speak Spanish, but they memorize the words. And they go to Bez and say, look, this is what he said to her, and he gave her a ring. We don't know if it was Kedushin or not, but you go figure it out. So then it's up to Bez to figure it out. And it's Nachsar Nedis Lekiyume. If they have no inkling that they meant Kedushin, then it's not a kedushin. So we have really an out for a lot of kedushin derech chayik, a lot of things that people don't mean kedushin. But you know, if you have a play, an actor's in a play, do a kedushin, so everybody knows that they don't mean kedushin, even if secretly in their heart they do, but nobody watching the play thinks they mean kedushin. So no, that's not kedushin derech chayik. That's not a suffic kedushin. It's missing an eidus l'kiyumin.
So he'll
build
to the
Beis Meir Yerav. Beis Meir Yerav. It all comes Beis Meir Yerav. There's a Rashba by Nosson Huvam Rehi who says a similar idea, and that's Nosson Huvam Rehi. When she says and he gives, the Rashba says Chsardinaitis. If he didn't say, so maybe he means a Shem Atana. There's no, they don't see a kedusha, if they're not even Mesubim. Okay, I'll go upon him. This is it. The ending of the Ramah, afilu no. I told you there are three parts to the Ramah. This is one. The second, if this says Haran in parentheses, afilu nasala bishtika leidiba klum vihivu imrim shekimnu l'shem kedusha and have a kedusha. Even if they said nothing, and there was a basic kedusha. Again, this is the Ran without the Rosh of the Rambam. That even if they said nothing. So again, the Beishmul and the Chag Svachai go to town on this. They didn't say anything. It's certainly missing in Eidus L'Kiyumen. The same kasha they had on the previous, and they're going to have the same kasha on this part of the Ramah. So it's a Chuvis Maimini. Hopefully we get to it next week. And the last part of the Ramah, which we'll definitely get to, Bez Hashem, the Mokin, the Layav Kedushin, and for the Chayza Akafa Omala, Hariat Makudeshusli, Tzarech Lazar v'litol hakesef mimena. This happens under the chuppah when the man gives before he says. Rama says you got to take the ring back and say it afterwards. It doesn't help to say it after you gave it. All right. It's Hashem. We'll get back to the end of the Rama next week. I want to invite everybody Purim, as I said, Thursday night in my house, Business Hashem, after 9:30. And all Purim by day, everyone's welcome to be the Sunday together. Yes,